Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the program. Your lovable retired goth, Dana Loesch, in a Christmas plaid here back at the top of this third hour. You can find the discussion over a Rumble. You can also find us on YouTube and find us on X as well, Channel 347 DirecTV, the best of in the podcast. So all good things. So a few, I got to tell you, and we've been watching all of this stuff as it pertains to the, we were talking about Doge a little bit ago and a lot of these cabinet picks, et cetera, et cetera. And I saw this story last night and I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. And I got aggravated. I always get mad at people who like think that politics began the day that they signed up for an X account. Because some of us have been out here busting our eight-hole snakes for quite some time, pushing it back against rhinoism, right? And you always get these, like, drive-bys who are like, oh, I can't believe you people think that Republicans are, you know, like, the party of small government or whatever. And I'm like, you know, broad, first off, you know, drop the Drunk Bridesmaid Act. I get that you, you know, when you created your X account, you think that all politics began that the day that you became self-aware. But some of us have been out here doing the heavy lifting while you could sit here and go and get your overfilled face done and your ratty ass extensions. And you could try to like talk platitudes about it on X. Stop. I get so aggravated over this stuff. Stop it. A lot of people out there have been doing the heavy lifting. A lot of you out there have been doing the heavy lifting, pushing back, calling your lawmakers, holding everybody accountable. And we're not going to be judged by people who just opened a drive-by account and all of a sudden want to weigh in like, you know, they're the generals of the movement. Stop it. We're not doing it. And I specifically got aggravated over this one post that I saw from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas. So he posted this. Did you see this, King? This is going to be up your alley. It's in Slack. He said, it's a major legislative initiative to ban all THC. Thousands of stores have opened to sell all types of dangerous products with unlimited THC. And these stores even target your children, is what he's saying. Let me read it first off. Oh, don't roll your eyes. I don't care if you're, I'm not Tommy Chong, okay? I'm no Tommy Chong, but I know government overreach when I see it. That's what this is about. Today it's about whatever the hell THC. Tomorrow it's guns. You don't know. So he had this, he wants to ban all THC. Thousands of stores have opened to sell all types of dangerous products. What? Wait, there's more. He's talking about this Representative Tracy King. This bill, blah, blah, blah. A part of the bill allowed for the commercialization of hemp, which might include unremovable, non-intoxicating trace amounts of Delta-9 THC. Quote, dangerously, retailers exploited the agriculture law to sell life-threatening, unregulated forms of THC to the public and made them easily accessible. They sold them to adults and they targeted Texas children, exposed them to dangerous levels of THC. I mean, they keep saying the word dangerous, and then they use the word life-threatening levels. In another sentence. I'm sorry, excuse me? Okay. Again, I'm no Tommy Chong here. But I'm pretty sure that you would have to have all the THC on earth in order for it to be considered dangerous. Am I correct? I was talking to some of my more pot-minded associates about this. Some of these, so yes, maybe we know people in California. I don't partake in any of this. But they get so into the, like, what am I thinking of? The artisanal marijuana. It is hysterical. How it is not a reality show, I do not know. If you've ever tried to see hippies turn into bougie entrepreneurs, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. God love it. But anyway, Kane,
yeah.
Don't they have, like, they only, don't they include, like, a tiny amount in... I mean, it's not like they're tripping acid.
Yeah, no, it's not unlimited. It's definitely limited.
There's only so much you
I mean, you can regulate it. From what I understand, it's already Texas law that it's regulated.
It is regulated.
So that's a lie. Already. Patrick published a lie.
He's talking about He's talking about the THC that they've in the lab removed a molecule so that it isn't the illegal THC-9 on the federal level. So he's talking about the THCs that have had the molecules removed so that they're a different THC from the THC-9. And he's saying that those are dangerous. So it's a little bit different because this is sort of a laboratory thing that's created for these vapes and the the consumption for people. So I don't know. He's technically not lying, though.
I don't want to sound like Joe Rogan talking about this stuff. And that's not an insult, but I'm just not a pot person. I'm not, but I just am like, this is big government. This is big government.
Oh, without a doubt it is. Oh, without a doubt. It absolutely is.
So the same government that was like, y'all better get these shots, now was like, no, you can't have gummies, right?
Exactly.
Same people, right?
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
And we are to listen to them. Why?
I can't sell you on that.
No means no, Texas government.
It's not what AOC says.
I mean, okay. Because you guys think it's funny that I know so little about football. Wait until you hear me talk about marijuana. This is Kane's other favorite. Because I told, what did I tell you yesterday? How did I say it yesterday? I was like, well, doesn't that just make you like fat because of munchies and suspicious?
Yeah, it was.
And you're like, no, that's not really.
Fat? That's what you said.
Yeah, doesn't it just make you suspicious and fat? Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What do you mean? Paranoid?
Yes.
And get the munchies?
Yes. Because isn't that like the common.
I'm like,
thing is like you're always paranoid. And so there are a couple of people I know who actually work in this industry, like I was saying, and both of them are veterans. And one of them we just met, but we know somebody that does this. It's like a lot of veterans use it, especially to help manage PTSD because they don't want to be hooked on big pharma stuff. They don't want to have to take like these, psychotropic drugs and all of this. And they just need, and it helps them to relax at night or whatever. I don't have any problem with that. I don't know why anybody, mind your business. I mean, for crying out loud, it's a gummy. And they put, from what I understand, like a tiny percentage of whatever in it. It's not like people are going out there, tripping beans and acting like Bader O'Rourke, breaking and entering and drunk driving. Nobody's doing that.
I know. And it's this kind of work by the government that actually has us putting our names on lists when we want to get Sudafed for our nose running or something.
Yeah.
That's what big government, this is what will end up happening.
Someone was saying that it was similar to taking melatonin.
Yeah,
I was reading that in the comments. I take like 10 milligrams. Sometimes I'll take 20 of melatonin. I'm actually trying to take less because I get so groggy. I'm so groggy in the morning. But I take 10 milligrams of melatonin a night. I'm definitely not out there being dangerous on 10 milligrams of melatonin. If what I have been told and what I've read, that it is similar in terms of like relaxing you, which is why a lot of veterans take it and they take it at night.
Do you get suspicious and fat?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't get suspicious and fat. No, that's because it doesn't have the pot in it. It's just melatonin, like the fast dissolve melatonin tablet, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, why is this an issue that they're focusing on in Texas?
I don't know.
No, I get that people can walk and chew gum at the same time, but out of nowhere, let's go after the THC. And from what I'm understanding, it's a tiny. I don't want the government involved in anything else. Texas should be shrinking government, not expanding it. This is just big government. And I don't care if you're a pot person or not. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I mean, this is a variable. What have I always told you? In all of these instances, guns are a variable. Pot is a variable. Look at all of this. It's the same formula. They just switch out the variables. That's it.
I wonder if on a federal level, the fact that they're talking about, changing the schedule of it, what is it?
I think they're trying to nationalize all regulation of it to create an industry for themselves that they can monopolize.
Right.
That's what I.
I wonder if this is just Texas's response to that potential. I have no idea, though.
I don't think so. That's not how I look at it. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I mean, I like being correct on issues. I'm not a petty partisan. But to me, from when I was reading this, like, why do you need to ban it? They're not trying to, they just want to ban everything. Why do you need to ban it? And sorry, they're not targeting the kids. They're not. That sounds like a gun grabber argument. Oh, you're marketing these guns to kids. No one is selling THC to kids. Have you seen these stores? No offense to anyone, but I'm going to be very honest. Okay. You know what they look like? Do you want to? You know what they look like? They look like, oh gosh, you're going to, they look like white trash boomer places. I'm sorry, but they do. It's like, they're so uncool looking. They are so uncool. They're uncool. Kids don't want to go to an uncool place. It's not like they're sticking Barney out front or whatever the hell, furry. They're not sticking that stuff out front. You know, come on. Stop it. Stop it. I'm not making nobody get mad because I'll print out your email and I will roll over it with my mini Segway that I got 6 years ago on Amazon for Mother's Day. And then I'll take it to the range and shoot Buckeye through it or birdshot through it. So stop it. But you know what I mean? They look like adult places. They don't, not like, it doesn't look cool. They don't look cool. Kids are not going to go to a place that doesn't look cool. I seriously take issue with the whole marketing to the kids thing. That's what big government always says with stuff that it wants to ban. Oh my gosh. It's going after the kids.
Well, I've
wait, the same government that's going after the kids trying to cut their genitals off and flip their genders against the wishes of their parents. Suddenly this government's all worried about the kids. Oh, what? The same government that lost hundreds of thousands of kids that it allowed to come across the border illegally. Suddenly that same government, oh my goodness, we can't have these cannabis stores targeting the kids. Just can't have it, Keen. Can't have these cannabis stores.
I've seen
going after the kids, no.
I've seen the ingredients list on like Fruit Loops. They're allowing some pretty poisonous stuff to our kids eat it right in front of the TV.
They literally use a bird to advertise it to the kids.
Yes, directly to the kids.
Come eat our cancer cereal, kids.
It's poison.
Full of cancer.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not really going to pay attention to the government. That's so out of all the, and you know what? Lieutenant Governor Patrick has come on the show before. Can we have, let's bring him on again to talk about that. He's going to be like, oh my gosh. We get along with him so well, even when he's so wrong. We're so nice because he's very genteel. But I'm just like the same guy. Is anybody else fed up with the government telling you what you can and can't do, especially after, I don't know, the whole Wu flu drama?
Always.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. I'm just done with it. The same government that was doing all this stuff, that was shilling out books about oral sex to your kids in elementary school, the same government. Oh, we don't like these stores are targeting the kids. No, they're not. You are. Stop. We got more on the way.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, man. I just remembered it's time to watch Nightmare Before Christmas. Deadly Nightshade. Movie actress dies at a Mexican spiritual retreat after consuming deadly monkey frog potion. What gave you the idea that this might be deadly? Anything that's a monkey frog potion already sounds like it's going to be deadly. Why do people do this? So it's, I don't think you need to say movie actress, but they did. This strange potion, they said, dates back to the Inca period. And, it's meant to cause uncontrollable diarrhea and vomiting for consumers, which supposedly acts as a cleanse. So Marcela Rodriguez, she apparently decided that she was going to do this, and it didn't work out well for her. It's 40 times stronger than morphine. Oh, my gosh. Why? Who's like, you know, well, you're going to basically leak out of everything to death. That's how it's going to work for you. Who wants to go, okay, let's do that? No. It was in Durango, northern Mexico. It literally took hours to kill her. They're doing an autopsy, but pretty much have an idea of how that happened. I was just going to say, that's horrible. An officer uses a child's bicycle chasing down a felony suspect, and there's body cam footage, and it's actually hysterical. He was not near a squad car. He used a little kid's bicycle to go after the felon. He commandeered a kid's bike to continue the pursuit, said the department in its paperwork. It was a bright lime green bike, too, which is funny. They got him. He got him. He caught the suspect, charged him with felony theft. The guy also had three other outstanding warrants. They said the suspect might have had a scooter, but Officer Tarr had determination and a kid's bike. Yeah, he thought he was going to get away on a motorized scooter, but wasn't going to happen. Not with Officer Tarr. He was on it. I mean, and kudos to the kid who let him take the bike. Juan's showing you the footage right now. He grabs the kid's bike, and he's like, here we go. Here we go. We're going after him. I mean, this actually makes me want to now ride a bicycle, right? Remember how fun this was back in the day? This was fun. This is what Peloton should have had. Peloton should have had, like, revisiting your childhood by riding your, instead of the stupid stuff that they had. Yeah, going through the neighborhood. Let's see here. The worst time to shoplift. Here's an idea. If you're shopping with a cop, don't steal while you're doing it. They did this as a Walmart event, their annual Shop with a Cop. And someone who was shopping with a cop decided to steal from the Walmart. Didn't work out well for him. Stick with us. We got more in store.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
So I will leave this chamber with a sense of achievement, but in truth, I will also leave with the recognition that I did not achieve everything I had hoped. Among other things, the scourge of partisan politics has frustrated repeated efforts to stabilize our national debt.
Oh, boy, bye. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. That's Mitt Romney, who's saying that he's leaving. He says that, I love how he said, a country's character is a reflection of its elected officials, and we must be voice of unity and virtue. Little known, but very true fact. This was back during the 2012 presidential election. And I was one of the token conservatives at CNN. And when I would go on, one of my biggest criticisms because obviously the hot topic of debate was this was Obamacare, and it was about Obamacare, and it was also about how really Republicans made it difficult to argue against Obamacare because the Republican Party nominee for the election that year was Mitt Romney, who, when he was governor of Massachusetts, literally created Obamacare first and introduced, backed it and introduced it zealously into the state. And I was very critical of that. And I was not hyperbolic. I was very honest. I was just the, it was just the facts. And I talked about all the things that Romney did leading up to, you know, the introduction of it to the state legislature, the passage of it, how he repeatedly defended it. And that made his campaign livid. So the Romney campaign, and I also was still a radio host at the time too. So I was on CNN as a contributor and I was still hosting this program. And the Romney campaign would, they refused to come on my radio program. That was first and foremost. They would not come on the radio program. And then I found out later, well, actually it was still at the time I found out through one of the people who work with the contributors that he was demanding, his campaign was demanding that I be pulled from air or that I only go on air with a Romney surrogate because they were saying that it was, I can't remember the exact wording, but they were very vociferously angry there or critical of my criticisms of his tenure as governor of Massachusetts and his introduction of Obamacare and the problem that created for Republicans, because that was one of the things that Obama and Democrats always cited as why, you know, this is going to pass and why it should, because Republicans did it first. And so he tried to get me pushed out at CNN. Absolute fact. Tried to get me pushed out at CNN. And then it was then when CNN was like, now we're not going to get rid of her. I've had Republicans and Democrats try to get me fired from CNN. It's a trip. And then his campaign demanded that, well, at the very least, I should be put on only with a Romney surrogate. And to CNN's credit, well, I mean, they probably liked the infighting. They said, no, we're not going to do that either. So they listened to Media Matters more than they listened to Mitt Romney at the time. So I'm giving you that full disclosure because that has fueled my dislike of him as a politician to be a little bit hotter than my dislike of most politicians. And there's a personal aspect to it because this guy literally tried to get me booted from a network because I was critical, accurately so, of his moderate record. And yes, I did have Mitt Romney actual flip-flops that said Mitt Romney on them, which I wore. But that's beside the point. He puts this veneer of religious family man on, but he is just as dirty as all the other politicians. Just because he can put on, you know, I just remember when Jesus would tell his disciples, you know, don't... When you're fasting, don't make a show of it, right? Like the Pharisees do. You know, you don't need to put on all the robes and the ash and do all the. I mean, he told his disciples, you don't need to do that. Don't be performative. Do it from the heart. And it just reminded me of that because there are a lot of, and he's one of them, a lot of politicians that really hide behind this veneer that they've constructed, but they're just as dirty as everybody else. Just as dirty, just as underhanded, just as petty and mean-spirited as everybody else. So that's kind of, I mean, I'm glad to see him go because he has been an anchor on the neck of conservatism. And that's an accurate statement. And I have not in any point changed my position on his moderate record. And he never got into the White House. He never got me booted from CNN. And now he's leaving the Senate, and I'm still here. So I'm fine with being consistent. And I will add, I caught a lot of hell from Republicans back in 2012 for that. I lost a lot of friends, and that's when I first really saw that just because someone's on your side politically doesn't mean they really are. and not every R after every name is the same shade of red. So I bring that up because I think consistency is important. And consistency is a great tool of refuting any kind of accusation of hypocrisy or changing. I mean, it's consistency is key. And the reason I bring this up is because of this stuff with Joni Ernst, like we were talking about. And this has to do with the Hegseth stuff and, you know, this palace intrigue. I think that Trump could end all of the palace intrigue by saying, I stand behind my nominee. This is my nominee and I want him a sec def and let's make this happen. His statement fell short of that. And you guys all know it. Nobody's saying it, but you guys all know it. I don't like to see him put through the grinder like that unnecessarily. I don't want a nominee to get that so badly dinged up before the confirmation process that the confirmation process is nothing more than just chiseling in the epitaph and the stone. I don't want to see that. And I also don't like to see the infighting that it creates by lack of a strong, distinct personal endorsement. So now we're seeing, and Joni Ernst is a moderate. She's not a demon, but she's a moderate, right? She's a moderate that I think can be pressed to be more conservative. I have different grades for different politicians. She's always been kind to me, so I don't have any personal dislike of her. There's no personal animus here. But she's a moderate on certain things. There's things I definitely, absolutely do not agree with her on. She says she's not waging an all-out campaign against Hegseth. I don't care enough to, like, I don't have, why, I'm not going to spend any capital on anybody saying that they did or didn't. But what I do think is interesting is that yesterday I saw a lot of people criticizing her for her previous positions being weak on certain aspects of gun control, which I've criticized her for too. But I did find it interesting that the same people that were criticizing Ernst for her gun control positions are the exact literal same sacks of meat that were excusing Pam Bondi's gun control. So Pam Bondi, who is being nominated for AG, is a huge gun control supporter. I reject the defense that, well, Pam Bondi only was supporting it because it was after the legislature passed it. And as AG, she has to defend Florida's law. Okay, don't sit here and be like, oh, it's just my job. I got to do it, because we've heard that before throughout the years, particularly 1930s Germany, number one. But number two, she's on record before it even came out of committee in the state legislature of pushing red flag law, of pushing waiting periods, of pushing increasing the age requirement to purchase, and even more. She's on record, both in written word and on video, using her own mouth to talk positively about these issues. So when I talk about consistency, I don't take any of these people seriously who are criticizing one candidate who is wrong on gun control, but excusing the other one politician wrong on gun control, but excusing the nominee for AG for also being wrong on gun control in an even worse manner. Even further than the other candidate. You've got to have consistency. Otherwise, do you know what happens? You can fool people some of the time, but you're not going to be able to keep it up. Because people aren't dumb. At some point, they, you know, pop their head up from their work, or from running the kids here and there, or whatever it is. And they start looking around like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. How are you? It's bad here, but it's okay here. It should disqualify. So Joni Ernst's position on gun control should disqualify any complaints that she has about Pete Hegseth. But Pam Bondi's positions on gun control qualify her for the position of AG. How does that work? You see what I mean? Consistency is key. And people are going to wake up and realize, and then a lot of people are going to start losing a lot of influence. It makes zero sense to spend your personal political capital by doing stupid stuff like this. And I will say, and I know people don't want to hear it, you got to have strong leadership and you have to have a strong voice come out and say, this is my nominee. Reject him at your own peril. That's all that needs to be done. In fact, I think if Trump came out with that statement, do you honestly think that any senator is going to stand up and be like, okay, well, I still oppose him? No. No, they're not. Because it's going to put all those people in the weird position of having to make their base happy while also trying to kind of moderate their position to be more mainline Republican and not so much Trump Republican. It puts them in a difficult position, which they need to be put in. So by not doing it the way that it needs to be done, you're also letting these people off the hook. That's doing it 4D chess style. This is just, he hasn't made a decision yet, and it's a statement that was not a strong statement, and it was uncharacteristic. I don't think he's made up his mind, and I think it's because the factions are fighting it out. And, I mean, the good news is that we've got a lot of good people that we can, I mean, we're not Democrats, for crying out loud. Our only options aren't that dude from the Penguin from Gotham, J.B. Pritzker, and Gavin Newsom, which, by the way, you guys know that Democrats are getting ready to pitch them, right? You know that they're going, Pritzker's already made it clear he wants to run. Not kidding you. Pritzker's going to run. Newsom's going to run. You're going to have Big Gretch. Big Gretch is going to get in. Poot Booty Juice still thinks that he's the chosen one. He believes that he is the golden Bob the Builder and that he can come out and he's still going to run. He's got to make that bank. He doesn't have an administration position in January anymore. How is he going to grift, guys? He's going to actually have to get a job, like in the private sector, a job. Good night. These people don't like to work. You know that. They want to be on glorified welfare, which is what an elected office truly is. So what is he going to do? These are the stooges. They're going to run. So we're not like Democrats. We have a little room to say, you know what? I want a little more from you. I want a little more boldness from you. I don't want no statement that leaves lots of daylight in places. I want something definitive and hardcore. I want a statement that kicks people's teeth in. That's what I want. That ends the palace intrigue, that puts everybody in line. And he can do it. He just got to make up his mind. He needs to make up his mind what he wants to do. But again, there's no bad news scenario in this. So don't be led to believe that everything has got to be burn it to the ash war. If I were a Democrat, I would want you to believe that so you undercut your greatest strength. But since I'm not, I don't want us to do that. We're not Democrats. We don't have no choices. Gosh, can you imagine being a Democrat? Those are your choices. Imagine, America, you're a Democrat. I guess all we have is Newsom and Pritzker and Big Gretch. And then Amy Klobuchar comes in and throws a comb at somebody. I don't know. That's who you have. Who else do they got? They don't got anybody. Seriously, he'll go out and pretend to have another baby and chest feed for like the first, even if he were elected, the first half, you know, his first half term. Good night.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this: everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
There's a little bit of controversy about that podcast, because you did.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No, what?
Because in D.C., this interview happened in D.C.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
Yeah, not in a hotel. It was like a random house.
It was like random house. But apparently, you can tell me, they spent, the Harris campaign spent like $100,000.
I did see
that. About this?
It's hilarious.
To build the studio.
Yeah, that's not true.
Not true, to make it look like it was the studio
yeah.
that you used in L.A.
My studio that is gorgeous in Los Angeles doesn't even cost six figures. So I don't know how cardboard walls could cost
six figures.
Six figures, but.
But do you think they did that? I mean, you saw
it. Absolutely not. With love to them. Oh my God, it was gorgeous, but like, it wasn't that nice. It wasn't like gorgeous marble. Like, no, that was not six figures.
Why was it allowed to happen? First off, oh my gosh. My set is not, and she's talking about, this is a podcast I was talking about Kamala Harris. The interview that she did, they created this fake set and that's six figures on it. My studio, so behind me is not just a television. It is a giant floor to ceiling LED wall. It is legit. It is super not cheap. It's not six figures. I have my tactical walls loaded up with all of my actual real Kel-Tec guns. And also not six figures. I have a custom huge desk with a 4.5 foot wide gamer screen. Custom mic. Everything custom. A super bougie, like, you know, ergonomical chair that also props me up. And full lighting rig, total pro build out, pro cameras. Yep. Like, these are like the cameras that you would find at Fox or ABC or CNN. That's why I don't look dim or hazy. Nobody in podcasting has better cameras than we do for our simulcast. Yep. Literally nobody in the business in podcasting or doing digital shorts has the kind of cameras I do. Not six figures. What? When do they not money launder? That's the question. This was money laundering. Stick with us. Second hour coming up.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help. But I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Last night at the Patriot Awards, I think we got a clip. He was doing the Trump dance, and I'm sure you've seen that evolve over the last. As you look right there,
like,
how do you describe your husband's dance moves?
Oh, this is very special and unique dance.
It is, right?
And I think a lot of people are copying it, and everybody have fun with it.
Yeah. So. Which part?
Is this how you dance?
No. No.
Which part of the Trump dance? Did you give him any tips? Like, in the beginning, it was low, and then it was up high, and now there's a golf swing.
Nope. He's I think coming it's hysterical. On his own.
Have you ever done the Trump dance? You are Mrs. Trump.
I did not.
So I guess you're not going to start today.
That is hysterical. It's like he's got string. Right? It cracks me up. The first time that I saw him do it, I think it was back during his first term, when he was campaigning for his first term, and he did kind of a little thing, and nobody really noticed it. I think people talked about it, and they laughed about it, and then he kind of started, every time he'd get happy, he'd do it. It was funny. Welcome back to the show. I just like the dance because it's hysterical. What was the video that... It was SNL where he was redoing that video. Oh my gosh, who was the guy who was on Nickelodeon and then but acts like he comes from the life of Hard Knocks, School of Hard Knocks? Steve, who am I thinking of?
He did a sketch on SNL where he recreated Drake and Hotline Bling.
Thank you. Yes, he recreated that video, Hotline Bling. That's right. That's what he did. He did that video. And it was funny because that's when he really got into it. And that, I think, really is when it was officially born. And he was doing his Trump dance with his string, his invisible string. This just cracks me up. So welcome back. It's Friday. He was doing it to YMCA. I was reading this story about Victor Willis, the YMCA singer, who says that he supports Trump using the song because it brings joy to the American people. He did an interview about it, and he says he has no problem with it being used, but he said he will sue outlets who call it a gay anthem. He supports Trump using it. It brings joy to the American people. He goes, I decided to allow the president-elect's continued use of YMCA because he seems to genuinely like the song. And so many other artists were stopping him from using their music. And he goes, if you were asking me today if the Village People would perform at the inauguration, I would probably say not because we'd be concerned about endorsement. He goes, however, because he's done so much for YMCA, he goes, the song's actually gone back to number one. It's still number one today. He goes, so if he were to ask the Village People to perform it live for him, we'd have to seriously consider it. But he goes, the song was never gay. And I'm going to sue people who say it's a gay anthem. I am dying. He goes, come January. And then he drops it. He goes, come January 2025, my wife and I, we're going to start suing each and every news organization that falsely says it's a gay anthem. I mean, he like went right into it. It's hysterical. This guy cracks me up. But, you know, good for, he's like, he's having fun with it. I always hate when people say that, like these artists that go out, like, how dare you use my music? The way it works is they have to license their music to, that's how they make more money off of their songs. If they license it for different use, like you can get different licenses, like what can, like for public use. There's like different categories.
Publishing for actual production, for score, you know what I mean? I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that you can attach your name to it. But it's ultimately about ownership of your own music. So by doing that, you're licensing, and you now have the license to decide where that song goes. And if you put it in the public domain and allow it to be purchased, that's just what happens.
Right. It's like, similar to what if you're like you're Nike and you're selling shoes. Yeah. Somebody buys your Nike shoes, they can wear them.
Right.
I mean, or you're licensing your logo out for certain. Yeah, I mean, that's
right.
So once they do that, you know, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, you can't say for him, but not for him. That's not how the licensing works. And that's ASCAP. So you have your ASCAP, BMI ASCAP. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And CSAC.
So I always get mad when I see these musicians go out and say, he can't use our music anymore. Why'd you license it then? I think they do that as a way to get more attention for themselves. So good on this guy. Good on the YMCA guy. It's a joyful song. Yeah. It's a very joyful song, you know, I got to say. So now I saw this story over, first of all, I think this was over at Red State. So you know how every president gets a presidential library? Okay, well, apparently Biden, I don't know how that's going to work with him. Apparently donors are withholding their contributions because they're livid that he pardoned Hunter. They said it was a, quote, abrupt, clumsy pardon of his son, end quote. And so they're tightening their grip on their wallets. Yep. A couple of different outlets are reporting this, including Axios, you know, that bastion of conservatism.
Oh, yeah.
There's an article over at Axios talking about what's happening behind the curtain. And they're saying, you know, 82-year-old Biden will limp away from the limelight, widely disliked by the public, loathed by many Democrats who blame him for the twin sins of selfishness, running again and pardoning Hunter. And apparently, and Politico mentioned this in another piece, some of Biden's own family are shocked at the vitriol being shown to him by their fellow Democrats. They said that they thought that there would be blowback, but not what was described as a, quote, wicked backlash. Because they are so damn blind and tone deaf. His family, now you can see why Biden makes stupid decisions, because he's surrounded by stupid people. They're shocked that that would get the backlash that it would, especially from other Democrats. You're shocked you haven't been paying attention then. So then he could have pardoned, you know what, if he would have pardoned Trump and his son Hunter, would that have helped?
Definitely.
With other Democrats, though? Or would that have made Democrats angrier? It would have given him cover in that it was not so much personal for him, right? Maybe. I don't know.
But I think all of the stuff for Trump will have to happen after he's president. So they still have to wait 4 years.
I mean, Biden said his son didn't do anything wrong. Well, then why do you got to pardon him?
Right.
For all a blanket pardon for all this stuff. Why do you got to pardon him then if he did nothing wrong?
Yep.
We had a thing up about that on Instagram on my account. We put it up going over. Remember how not just him, but like the Hakeem Jeffries, everybody was saying, oh, no, but Hunter did nothing wrong. Biden said Hunter did nothing wrong. Well, then now here we are. But they said that as a result of this, these people, because that's where your library comes from, people donate, etc. And it looks like Democrats are not, they don't want to donate to his library. It might be a bookmobile. They said that most Democrats, a YouGov poll, which is a kind of a lefty thing, that 64% of Democrats approve the pardon. 64%. That was a reversal of earlier sentiment, but it's 64% of people that they had described as like Democrats, not even likely voters, registered voters, things like that. However, the other percentage, because the way that they did their polling, it's like, you know, do you approve, strongly, it's either, this was just approve. The strongly approve was a small percentage, but everyone else was strongly disapprove. And the other thing that they're so angry about is the fact that he left so long. Now, when they asked separately whether or not Democrats felt that they were angry that he stayed in the race too long, like 70% of them were angry that they had disapproved of how long he stayed in the race. So they're angry at him because he pardoned his son, and they're doubly angry at him because he waited so long to get out of the race. And it made it doubly impossible for Democrats. They went in, I felt like they didn't want to waste a good candidate on a fool's errand by using their good candidate to replace Biden. But this is Democrats' own fault. They built Joe Biden. Joe Biden was always a jackass. He really is one of the meanest people. When I was growing up, and I wasn't really aware of politics like in the 80s, you know, I was in, you know, elementary school, and I wasn't really aware. I think the first time I ever saw Biden was on TV during the Clarence Thomas thing. And I remember feeling bad as a kid in a family of Democrats in Southern Missouri for Clarence Thomas, because Joe Biden, in his line of questioning, he was so ignorant to him. And I was a little kid in elementary school watching this. And it was on, and I just remember like playing around the house, and it was on the television, you know. And I remember thinking, this guy is so mean. This old man is so mean. He was an old man even then. He's so mean. And that's the first time that I ever really saw him. And then as I grew up and, you know, you go through become more aware of politics and you study history, I found out how ignorant he was with Reagan, and in different hearings like that, I would see him on TV over and over again, and he was always mad and hateful about something. He was always like super, super ignorant about something, and just a really not a nice guy. And I say this because Democrats built him. They really did. They built him. And they only have themselves to blame. They can, you know, sit here and try to brush it off and accuse everybody else of this stuff. But it's, you know, it's ultimately they're the ones who built him. They made Joe Biden who he is today. So I feel like I don't feel bad for them about any of this, Kane. I don't feel bad about any of this. Audio sent by five. Senator Fetterman says that he says that Hunter deserves a pardon because it was politically motivated. I disagree on this. Listen.
Well, I think it's undeniable that the case against Hunter Biden was really politically motivated. But I also think it's true that the trial in New York for Trump, that was political as well, too. Now, is that and in both cases, I think a pardon is appropriate. And I really think collectively, America's confidence in these kinds of institutions have been damaged by these kinds of cases.
But here's the thing. The Hunter Biden case, the pardon wasn't just for one thing. It was for his tax issues in California, which he's guilty. I mean, for crying out loud, that had nothing to do with politics. The family was switching money around to their different shell companies, and the amounts that they were moving triggered the banks to investigate. So that had nothing to do with politics. That's standard operating procedure. The gun charge, that's not politically motivated. You know what's been politically motivated is stripping FFLs of their licenses over grammatical errors because you're looking for any way possible to shut down retailers. That's politically motivated. So you can't just say that all of the things that Hunter Biden is being charged with, they're not even remotely all the same. They didn't even start remotely all at the same time. Oh my gosh, like the bank thing, that was like even before the laptop. That's how shady this family is. So no, it wasn't political. It was not all political prosecutions. None of it was with Hunter, really. It really wasn't. The New York thing, to take an expired misdemeanor and attach a mystery charge to it to falsify its elevation to a federal charge is asinine. That is political.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently two Delta flight attendants failed a breathalyzer test right before an international flight. Do they have to take breathalyzers before they... Yeah. Really? I mean, they're not flying the plane. They got pulled after failing a breathalyzer in Amsterdam on Friday. They were randomly tested by Dutch authorities before a flight to JFK, and a female attendant had a 0.02, so it was seven times over the legal limit. Honestly, can I be real? Yeah, 0.02. Like, what's their limit there?
0.08 is the legal limit, so she's under the legal limit?
They said that the female flight attendant showed blood alcohol. Seven times over the legal limit. A male flight attendant failed by 0.02.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. So, honestly, like I like a lot of flight attendants, but some of them probably need to be drunk to offer better service. So I don't know if I'm. Some of them need to chill out. You know what I mean? So I feel like I don't know if I'm for this. Yeah, I'm just saying. I gotta be honest. So let's see. I don't care. Scammers are using bogus QR codes on parking meters. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Why would anybody do that, though? Like, don't just scan stuff and do. Yeah. But the FBI said that they're hijacking QR codes. They're placing stickers with codes they create on top of the real QR code. And then that directs you to phishing websites where people can steal personal or financial information. Just be careful about this stuff, right? Okay, just be very, always double check. Make sure it's not a sticker over a sticker. Stick with us.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
True in every respect, but on page 195 of the Cass report, it says, there is no evidence that gender affirmative treatments reduce suicide.
What I think that is referring to is there is no evidence in the studies that this treatment reduces completed suicide. And the reason for that is completed suicide, thankfully and admittedly, is rare, and we're talking about a very small population of individuals with studies that don't necessarily have completed suicides within them. However, there are multiple studies, long-term, longitudinal studies, that do show that there is a reduction in suicidality, which I think is a positive outcome to this treatment.
So this is the ACLU's attorney, the trans attorney, who was trying to present as an argument for her case that gender, I hate this phrase, I'm not saying gender affirmative, the experimental surgeries and the chemical castrations and the puberty blockers and the hormones and all of this stuff, the elective mastectomies, all of it, that it reduces suicide. That was what they were trying to argue in the beginning. And now, when they have to actually provide something substantial to support their argument, they are unable to. And they have to, they have to relent and acknowledge that there's no evidence in these studies that it reduces suicide. So Kane keeps going back to suicidality. Yeah, you like that word.
I mean, it's everything. It's like but people think about it, though, is the thing. People think about suicide. So that's why we need these surgeries, because people think about suicide.
I mean, being suicidal and then that's a very different, what they're trying to, that's a Maude Bailey.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. Exactly. That's so stupid. There's a medical evaluation for that, there's criteria already established to determine whether or not someone is suicidal. Clearly, this is just them trying to shore up this losing argument. It doesn't look like the court is going to lean their way, but we'll see.
Other countries have done the studies, and they realize that there's no future in this path that's good for
humanity. That's why they're banned in Europe.
Exactly right. And they know that this is the end game here, but they're trying to play the drama up on, the media is trying to do that now. with the SCOTUS situation. So, yeah.
Now, Lorraine made note of this. I didn't. Someone else did. Because I had this thought, but I wasn't going to say anything because I thought I was the only one. No, Lorraine just came out with it in Slack. She's Lorraine's going to learn real quick. She goes, the lawyer's name is Chase Strangio. LOL, a.k.a. Chasing Strange. I'm dead. It sounds like a very fancy way of saying, you could say Chasing Strange. That's just, this, you know, or Chasing Strangio. Strangio. Chasing the Strangio. I don't know. Gosh, it's so, you guys know what that means. I'm not going to explain it. Don't Google it. Do not. I feel like they're doing it when I say to not, Kane.
But that can't be, is that the real name?
Yeah, that's what her name is.
That can't be real.
Chase Strangio.
That cannot be real. So there's nothing real about this person.
That's like someone's name.
Don't do it. You're going to do it, aren't you? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, you know, like if their first name was Michael.
Okay. No, I know what you mean.
And
I get it.
And his parents are the Hunt family.
Oh, man.
What? Nothing. Just saying. It's like a joke, almost like jokey like that, right?
Yes, it is.
Chase Strangio. What a name. Like of all the names you could, for real, like if you're going to change all that about yourself, maybe don't make your name Chasing Strange. It's like Chasing Amy, but not. Right? You all right over there?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I blame Lorraine for that one. All her, man.
They even a real lawyer?
Is she a real lawyer?
She has.
She's a lawyer. She's with the ACLU, whatever that means.
But is the she part the lawyer or is the he part the lawyer?
Nah, she's a lawyer.
Did she get did she take the bar or did he take the bar?
I mean, does it matter?
I thought it did.
I don't know. But still, that's the argument that they're having. That's the Supreme Court. I still feel like SCOTUS, especially with some of the questioning, it feels like they're leaning towards in favor of Tennessee, is what it sounds like. But, you know, I'm still, we'll see. It's, all right, we've got, I'm looking at some, there's like a bunch of odds and ends stuff. Like I've got Doge stuff. We've been talking about the cabinet nominees and this thing with SecDef, which I think we're not going to know until Trump actually just comes out and says, hey guys, I'm either going to stand behind my nominee or I feel like maybe we need to have somebody else, or because there's been a lot of rumors about DeSantis and all this. So we'll see. But I will say that one of the other moves, and I'm going to go to Doge just because I like saying it. One of the other things that we've seen is this I was actually shocked at this. So Luke Roziak, who does really good work and he's done stuff with Daily Caller, etc. He had said in his examination of the federal workforce, I did not know it was this much. He had said that 94% of the feds of the federal government still works from home. The EPA had poisonous water in its own headquarters because it was sitting in the pipes stagnant from disuse. USDA inspectors claim that they inspect food facilities for safety issues from home. It's 2024. 94% of them still work from home. What in the world? He noted that the Social Security Administration just spent $120 million renovating its massive headquarters. But the building is 91% unused. And Biden just signed an agreement giving them all the way through the Trump administration, to be able to continue using this building. Even though Biden used his 2022 speech to say workers have to come back to the office and be productive. At the VA, their website states that you can break away from the traditional 9-to-5, 40-hour work week. One-third of calls to one mental health hotline for veterans went unanswered. This is unreal. Unreal. So apparently now it looks like this might be one of the first things Doge cuts. It might be one of the very first things that they cut. When you look at how before the pandemic, apparently it was only 3% of the federal workforce that worked from home or teleworked or whatever before the pandemic, 3%, like barely 3%. Now they said 6% report in person on a full-time basis, one-third entirely are remote. The government spends $16 billion a year to operate all of its buildings, the properties that it puts all this stuff in, right? And so even knowing that, they only have an occupancy rate of 12%. 12%. Even GSA, and that's the General Services Administration, that's the entity that manages federal real estate. They work from home. They're based in Missouri, Kane. Unbelievable. Like the EPA, that's how Luke Rosiak noted that they had dangerous bacteria in their water, according to an audit, because the water was left in the pipes stagnant from disuse. But yet they have the unions, which I don't think public sector unions absolutely have no place in American society. Private unions are one thing. I don't have an issue with private unions. Public unions, where the government gets to sit at the table with big fat cat public funded by the taxpayer bosses, and taxpayers are told that we don't get to have a say in it. Oh, hell no. And a lot of them taxpayers are private unions too. Working private sector unions. Does that sound like it's fair? Hell no, it doesn't. But you have the public unions that are demanding full individual workstations for each employee be maintained in the event that they're used. Those rare occasions. So now it looks like, because one of the things Musk has said is that if people don't want to come into work, then they can go find another job. I agree. But you know what? What's more? If it's shown that we don't need all this, then why do we have it? If we don't need all these employees, why do we have them? I think we need to eliminate a lot of these offices entirely. Social Security Administration, give everybody money back. Stop government spending. Take it all down to Article 1, Section 8. Return money to the people. Eliminate it. Eliminate Department of Education. Eliminate Social Security Administration. Eliminate DHS. I mean, I could go on. On and on and on. But it requires an austerity that most people, including Republicans, don't have the spine to endure. Audio Soundbite 15. This congressman says it's absurd to get rid of the Department of Education. Listen.
I've got many examples where CBO has absolutely failed to adequately assess the cost. I think with the issue of getting rid of the Department of Education, for example, they claim it would cost millions and millions and millions of dollars to get rid of an agency. That makes no sense at all. You're getting rid of an agency that costs us $80 billion a year, and yet it's supposed to cost us more money if we get rid of it. That just is absurd.
It's not going to cost you more money if you get rid of it. Do you realize the amount of spending that we do per student in some of these states where you have the worst academic performances? What these states spend per student actually exceeds about 90% of private school tuition per student. When I was in Ohio for an event, they were telling us that they spent over 13,000. Was it? I think it was over 30. Let me check my notes. The spending per student in Ohio. Oh, sorry, I was under. It's over $15,000 per student. In fact, the approximate average is $15,427 per pupil. And that's in Ohio. That's in some states, it's higher. Illinois, it's higher. California, it's higher. New York, it's higher. I was at an event and I was talking with a family. And they have three kids, and their kids are in private Christian school. And their private tuition per student was cheaper than what they spend public school per pupil. Now, I homeschooled my kids, and then they went to a Christian school. And we spent less per pupil than what the state of Texas spends per pupil. We spent less on their per student tuition than what the state. That's unreal. My point in telling you this is that when you talk about school choice, what you're talking about is allowing all that money that you're paying into these schools that are not performing, a Department of Education that has been failing your kids ultimately since its inception, and allowing you to choose a better education for your kids. People who argue against school choice, they don't want your kids better educated. They want you to be as uneducated as they can make you. They don't want your children to, they don't want them, they don't believe in upward economic mobility. And they use this as a weapon against it. That is what this is. They don't want you choosing a better school for your child. These people who want to deny you the right of what to do with the money you work for and the child that you are raising. Now you can see why this is such a common denominator issue for so many. Republicans need to be louder and louder and louder about this.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this: everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Jeez, straws, axes. So, this Florida man, a saw-swinging Florida man, struck a guy during a wrong-way driving argument. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. So this, Fort Myers, Lee County Sheriff's Office, an argument over a wrong-way driving landed one man in jail and another left with non-life-threatening injuries. Rolando Ruiz Alonso. Too many names, Rolando. He was the primary aggressor in the altercation. And according to police, the old dude began swinging a saw-like tool toward a victim as the argument escalated. And the victim was struck, and then he also used a piece of ceramic pottery as a weapon. He was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He was driving the wrong way and got called out. I don't know. But good heavens, like, there's... how many people have saws and machetes there? Like, it's like people just go to their trucks and get them. Here's my machete. Okay, here's my saw. A Florida man who was accused of murder was captured after TikTok revealed his whereabouts. People overshare. He shot and killed his girlfriend in front of her two children while they were at a cemetery, of all places. St. Petersburg, police were searching for him for 3.5 years, no success. And then a video of a local news story was shared on TikTok. He was in Mexico. And it showed him in Mexico. And they were able to get him. So now he's been charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of child abuse. They just happened to get him. So Wow. They just happened to see him in the background of this news story. He was in Mexico. Not really hiding out too well, I guess. We have our third hour on the way and the latest with everything. Just all the latest. Stick with us.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Welcome back. Top of this third hour. Dana Lash with you. Find us over at Substack as well, Chapter and Verse. And you can also check us out on Rumble, Channel 347, DirecTV, all that good stuff. I want to show you this video. Imagine you are in the grocery store. And in this instance, it's a Walmart superstore. And you witness this in front of you as captured on video. Watch. It's this little girl. Who is the annoying broad who's going, "You don't know what she's been through"? Shut up. Tell me that you don't have kids without telling me you don't have kids. This woman, "You don't know what she's..." What the hell? Why does anyone care what... It's not about what she's been through. It's about what she's doing right now, her illegal criminal behavior in the store right now. That's the issue. Where are her parents at? Everyone's like, "Don't touch her. Don't do this." This enables this behavior. You're not doing this kid a favor. Where's this kid's parents at? Why is she doing stuff like this in a store? You know, she's feeding off of all that. All those people who are going, "Don't touch her, don't touch her." She's feeding off all of that, and that's part of the reason why she keeps going. Everybody's watching me. Look what I can do. But this one woman who's got to be there, anytime anybody tries to intercede, that lady gets involved. Just shut up, you and your bell-bottom yoga pants, and walk right back into the bread aisle where you came from. Good night. I'd have beat my kid's ass. They'd done something like this in a store. So what do you do in this situation? What would you have done, Kane? You're in a super Walmart, Kane. Or any of you out there, you come across this right in front of you. You're just trying to shop, you know, get your foodstuffs. What do you do?
Wait, are we saying if that's my kid or if that's just
a random? Oh, that's just what you see. Everyone's like, "Don't touch her. She's throwing stuff. She's throwing glass."
Yeah. It becomes dangerous at that point.
Yeah. What if she throws a glass bottle at your head?
Well, not only that, but what if she's walking around on top of said glass?
What liability is that creating for the store if anybody slips and falls on any of the stuff that she's thrown and breaking in the floor?
Not to mention the actual loss of the products themselves.
Right. Finally, there's a man who goes over and intervenes, but then you got busybody, mouthy woman who comes over there. Just shut up.
I don't know. Like, instinctually, you'd want to grab the kid by the arm and pull him away from there.
Yeah.
And give them a nice physical, you know, like, a little jarring. It's like, what is this? What's going on here? Not an abuse, not any sort of, litigatable p- pain or suffering. This is literally just a little jolt that says, nah, what you're doing here is not what you need to be doing. Plus, now it's dangerous. And so what I know for sure, I would have said something to that woman.
Oh, yeah, I would have said something to her, too.
Without a doubt.
Oh, that, yeah, completely. I mean, you don't know what she's going through. That's not validation. That's not justification to destroy stuff and put other people in danger in a store.
Yeah, you don't want to put hands on someone else's kid. You don't put hands on anybody else. You don't want to do that. The fact that she's putting people in that position is a problem.
I think if people don't want their kids to get their ass beat from throwing around wine bottles in a store, then maybe they ought to do it themselves before other people will. That's kind of how I look at it. Because I'm going to tell you what, your kid throws a wine bottle at me, I will beat your kid's ass. I will be the parent that you failed to be. Absolutely. And then I will sue you for everything I can think of. And I will run you into deficit by occupying you in warfare as punishment for not parenting your child. And then your child will be taken and given to somebody who can raise your child better. So there's a whole process. I mean, that doesn't help the kid by, oh, don't touch her, encouraging this behavior. People are afraid to parent anymore. Isn't that wild? Where are the, and not at one point does anybody in that video go, where are her mom and dad? I mean, where are her parents? I mean, it doesn't look, she looks like, she comes off as an entitled brat. It doesn't look like she's, you know, on hard times or nothing. She's, you know, dressed nice. Doesn't, it looks like she's clean and fed. You know, I don't know. But they're like, oh, you don't know what she's going through. You can't intervene. That's not justification for any of it. A lot of people go through a lot of hard stuff. And I think it's insulting and it's weak to blame your circumstances for acting like that in public. There's no excuse for it. There's none. Absolutely none. You don't just get to destroy stuff in a store and throw it. And I don't know where her, I kept trying to look and see. I don't know. I couldn't identify whether or not she had a parent there in the store. I mean, how would your mom just be, or your dad just be watching you do this stuff? I don't know. But that's, you know, don't touch her. Oh, you don't know what she's been through. Well, what about all the other people there that are just trying to shop? What about what they've been through? You know, they've all been through stuff too. They don't want to be subjected to this stuff. They don't want to have stuff thrown at them. They don't want to watch this kid. I mean, what, you're giving them room to destroy store product and throw around bottles of juice? It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. The kid knows that she's pushing boundaries in this video. Clearly, which is why she's doing it. And all these people that are standing there like, don't do anything. She knows that she's got the upper hand because everyone's terrified to do anything. And then what happens when she's, you know, allowed to destroy this stuff as a kid? What happens when she turns 18 and she tries this? Huh? Who gets the blame then for her going to jail for property destruction or assault or something of that nature? Then who gets the blame? You know, it could have been prevented. I mean, I don't know. The woman who's like, don't touch her, don't touch her. She's part of the problem, too. She's absolutely, she also needs to have her A double snakes beat. She's part of the problem also. This kid needs to be in a juvie ward. I mean, the workers standing there doing nothing. You know, nothing. All the workers that are just standing there looking at her. The man steps in and finally restrains her. The man. You got all these do-nothing women standing there. And then the man has to step in and restrain the child. And then you got that mouthy broad that comes in. Wah, 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 wah. Shut up. Now who's going to pay for all the destruction? Who's going to pay for that? Who pays extra for cleaning up the broken glass? I mean, that's entitlement. You're destroying something that other people are expected to clean up while pretending that you're the victim. Man, this kid's already been failed clearly by their parents. This kid's just a bad kid. She's a bad kid. And then the woman who was like, don't touch her. Is she paying for all this? I didn't see that broad running her mouth. I didn't see her getting down on her hands and knees to clean up the mess that this kid was making. Did you? I didn't see her getting down I didn't see her taking out her purse to get some money out of her wallet to pay for everything that was destroyed.
And what's even more upsetting is that now it's completely reversed. They'll call the cops on parents that are actually implementing discipline and won't on parents who let their kids do what we just saw in that video.
I never acted out in a store like this because my mother would have murdered me. And my kids didn't do this. My kids only acted up one time in public. One time. That's all it took. And I did the 1, 2, 3 count. And I think they remember it to this day. Because the youngest was being real, or the oldest was being real, wasn't listening too well, being kind of dangerous, climbing up and jumping up too high. And I'm like, he's going to break his legs off. Wasn't listening. And then kept running around because the playground we were at, it was separated by a really low stone wall and you could just climb right over it and go out into the road. Youngest kept trying to go on the other side of the wall. I'm like, you have a whole playground over here. Why are you attracted to the street? Stop it. And I told him once, I was like, I'm going to give you a count. This is one. And I tell you again, and you don't come in. When I get to three, that's it. We're going. It's like, whatever. Didn't listen again. Gave him a warning. Counted. I said, one. Still didn't come back over the wall. Wanted to go and play in the street. Two. Got to three. Went, picked him up, screaming, hollering. It was like I was murdering him or skinning a cat or something. Got him and his younger brother in the car, and we left. That was the, and oh my gosh, it was just like, you know, a bomb went off. A bomb of screaming and shrieking. But it was the only time I ever had to count. And I was able to use the 1, 2, 3 thing literally up until they were like 16. So actually, I probably could still do it today, come to think of it. Because not only did I put him in a car, but I whooped his ass right there. Whooped him, put him in the car. Let's go. Oh my gosh. It's about the follow through. I literally never had to do it again. Ever. It was a magical thing. I'm like, one? That was it. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's at one. Stopped. This kid? Jeez. This is part of the problem. I still, can I just, and I'm going to move on, but the other thing that gets me are the workers. They're women too. I've noticed it. There's one man who's kind of comes up towards the end, but he's holding something. He was shopping, and then a dad, you could tell that's a dad. The dad comes, but not her dad. It is a dad. Comes in immediately when she's throwing glass and he stops her. Kids like this who do not get their behavior corrected become problems for society. They grow up to be Hunter Biden. That's what happens. They grow up to be Hunter Biden. Speaking of which, have you guys seen the Bidens? Have you seen the Christmas decorations that Jill Biden put up?
No.
They didn't have big fanfare about it this time, did they? Let me pull this link up. So, yeah. So apparently it was Jill Biden that was the one who was convincing the family to, convincing Joe to do the pardon, to pardon Hunter. And she apparently, I was reading a story yesterday, she led the family campaign to pressure him to do it. Although I really don't think that, to me, it seems like I don't really think that they needed a lot of pressure, right? That's something that I don't really think they needed a lot of pressure on. But in addition, when I was reading this piece, let me pull this story up. My link is broken. Did you guys see their Christmas decorations? They were circus decorations. They were, it's being described as fitting, her Christmas decorations. One of them is a literal actual circus, like in the room. And pull this up. I mean, it is like a literal circus decorations. The last Christmas they're having at the White House, they have circus decorations. I can't think of anything more fitting than this. Right? They did circus decorations.
Looks intentional.
I don't know, man. I mean, it is, yeah, it looks intentional, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it also is kind of just tacky. I don't like it. I like the more traditional stuff. I don't like this kind of stuff. But I just want to say, I don't think that they do this. They're not doing the stockings on the fireplace like they were.
Do you think merry-go-rounds when you think Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. And why is the tree in the bars? It's like jailed in the circus merry-go-round. I don't understand this. If you're looking at the simulcast on Channel 347 or X or Rumble, if you're looking at Juan showing you, that's part of the decorations. Why does it look like the Christmas tree is prisoner in a merry-go-round? Why? Isn't that weird? I'm not trying to be picky. See, they got mad at Melania Trump. Her decorations were great. She would not have done some like jumbled up mess like that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, in Ohio, I told you the Ohio woman who was charged with killing and eating a cat because that was happening, she did plead guilty to one felony count of animal cruelty. She did plead guilty. So, that story was true. Just want everyone to know that. Gay couples are rushing to marry and have kids before Trump's inauguration. Why? This is so stupid. Why? Like, he literally never did anything to... Why? And he didn't. That's like not even an... that's one of the reasons why some of the, like, the evangelical sect got mad at him over some of the stuff. They're like making up... You know what? You're going to have a crappy wedding and you're going to have a horrible... like reception, and you're gonna have bad music and a bad DJ because you're rushing because you're a turd. Stop it. So stupid. Nobody cares. Do what you're gonna do in your private life and leave the rest of us the hell alone, right? Some of us got baking to do, and I'm high on Augmentin right now. Is the antibiotic. I have to tell people this because people are like, "You seem really cheery today." No, I don't. I'm spacey. Now I feel like I gotta be meaner. I feel like everybody thinks I'm nice today, and it's just, I don't know. Harvey Weinstein was rushed to the hospital over, doesn't he have like, what did he have? Leukemia, that's right, blood cancer. Does anybody care? No. Let's see, a man suffered a chemical burn that lasted for months after squeezing limes. Hold up, wait a minute. I did not know this. You could actually do this with limes. This guy, like, it took him 2 days for everything to go back to normal. Lime juice and sunlight. So he had squeezed a dozen limes. He went to an outdoor soccer game and didn't apply sunscreen. And then when he came back, he had a rash all over his hands exactly where he had the lime juice was. And they were saying that it was phytophotodermatitis. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine. And that a number of plants, it might not be toxic right when you're working with it, but when you combine that with UV light, then it can become that. I actually have heard of this before. That's why, but they were saying sweet orange, lemon, lime, carrots, celery even. Crazy. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. That's crazy. Celery? Welcome.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. And we are, of course, you know, here discussing all of the latest cabinet picks, everything else with POTUS and POTUS-elect. And then we were kind of questioning where Potatoes is. Not quite sure where he went. I don't know what's happening there. We'll see. A couple of things. I got some audio I wanted to put out here. This is wild. Audio soundbite 15. Eric Adams, the New York City mayor, he says, well, he's been very, very critical over the illegal alien crisis in New York. And he had some things to say about it. He dared the left even to cancel him yesterday. He also added this, audio soundbite 15.
The long-term impact of what we did to this city is going to, you're going to see it materialize in administrations in the future. They hurt the future of New York City. And when people hear me say $6.4 billion, they may say, well, okay, just a billion here, a billion there. No, we didn't invest in seniors the way we should have and young people the way we should have. We're not going out to get these chronic absentee students the way we should have. The crimes that we witnessed, this impacted our city, and people don't seem to understand, why were you fighting so hard for this? Because I reflected on that 11-year-old boy that was denied, and I went into government to stop these 11-year-old boys, and I came up with a plan to do so, and the federal government made me take $6.4 billion out of providing these services that we all should be angry at what happened to our city under this administration.
Oh, it was that last point there. Woo! They're going to get him. he's not going to be invited for any more Democrat fundraisers after that. I don't see how that happens. But he's not wrong. Here's the thing. And I keep seeing this because I'm just, you know, sort of watching some of the stuff at play and looking at things like, you know, like Democrats going into 28 and all this stuff. There's going to be a huge problem. They still have a big problem. They haven't done like a proper actual post-mortem of why they lost. It's obvious to us why they lost. It's not obvious to the left why they lost. Now, by the left, I mean people in D.C., because Eric Adams seems to kind of get it. And I don't agree with him on hardly anything. But on this, you know, it's not incorrect. That's not what you're hearing from Democrats in D.C. Democrats in D.C. don't think that anything's wrong. They think the economy's great. If you listen to their sound bites, that economy's great. There's no issue at the border. What they're, I guess, living or experiencing is miles wide, inches deep, in terms of the depth that they're willing to explore it. It's so different from what we're living. But then you've got governors and you've got mayors like Eric Adams who are saying things that he's not, what he's saying isn't Republican stuff. I mean, what he's saying is what anybody would say if they had a brain and eyes. They can see exactly what's happening. They know what's going on here. They can see the crime. They can see the unfettered, you know, thousands that are being brought illegally across the border and being sent to New York because it's a sanctuary city. They see the crimes committed by unvetted individuals who were just allowed to enter. No way of checking any kind of criminal record. People are done with it. They're fed up. This is reflected in the language and the positions of local and state lawmakers. But then it seems to end there. Nationally, federally, in D.C., totally different story. They're not going to be able to win another election until they fix that schism. It's a difference of, and I said this earlier, when your ideology meets reality. Reality requires sober observance. Reality requires practicality. Reality requires policy, like actual workable policy, not just simply denial. Until they figure this out, this is going to be a problem that they have for quite some time. We may never see another Democrat victory in our generation again. They're saying two different things. They're saying two different things. It's why in some states you had, like in blue wall states, if you went back and looked, some of the state lawmakers who were running for re-election were Democrats and they did well. But then the people voted for Trump for president. Don't you think that's interesting? You had Democrats that didn't turn out. The turnout for us this last election was actually pretty much almost the same as it was in 2020. Republicans didn't have a banger year for turnout. There wasn't any kind of exorbitant record-setting turnout because Republicans are good like that. But what you did have was record-setting lack of turnout for Democrats. No enthusiasm. They were giving nothing concrete to rally around. And a lot of them, a lot of Democrats that did turn out, they changed their affiliation and they voted for Republicans because they felt that the messaging that they were hearing, the policy proposals that they were reading, were more in line with what they wanted and what they needed to happen than what they had previously believed with Democrats. This is going to be a problem for Democrats until they can get this. They've got to figure out how to reconcile these two very different things here. So did you hear about, I didn't know that there was luxury cannabis. I mean, I guess you can have artisanal weed. You can have artisanal anything, right? But what makes it artisanal? I mean, it doesn't get much more artisanal than growing in the sequoias with Bigfoots, right? I mean, I don't know. Jay-Z had apparently a luxury cannabis company, which is funny to me. And it struggled to sell $50 joints. I'm sorry. Was it? Now, I don't know how. Don't make fun of me. Shut up. Yeah. Does it come in like a carton, like cigarettes? Do you get like a bunch of the joints or is it just like one?
No, I mean, I guess you can buy several, but they don't come in packs like cigarettes. There is a company that does them, and they make them look like cigarettes, but they're actually...
Or do people make their own?
But yeah, no. People mostly roll their own, but they sell them in pre-rolls.
Sorry, do you do like a grape leaf like with cigars, or is it like just like cigarette paper? I'm curious.
Yeah, it's cigarette paper.
Okay, so were these, I guess, pre-rolled?
Right.
Luxury joints.
Right.
$50. Again, not knowing, I only know like the hysterical stuff that I've ever seen with Cheech and Chong. I mean, I'm assuming they're like that. $50 for one of them, how much does that get you? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, Cheech and Chong is it shockingly real life.
Oh.
That's real life.
So you get one joint for $50.
No.
That's what it says here.
No, I know. That's
$50 for one of his luxury joints.
No, I get that was their effort, but it didn't work out, obviously.
Yeah, they lost $500 million since they launched.
Yeah.
How do you lose money on weed?
Make
if
it-
you do it stupid,
make it really expensive.
This is like one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. They act like they're like, oh, Sean Carter's a great businessman. Maybe, but not with this, because I'm not even in the pot. And I could have told you, you're selling one little joint for $50. Are you stupid? It's the luxury joint. What is it? Like, do California condors talon roll it? Like, how does that work? Are there gold flakes that you smoke? What is it? Apparently, California has a tough legal pot market. I didn't know that either. It's wild. I love that everybody has to deal with bureaucracy. Like, nobody, even the sin industries, I love it. They said that none of the retailers across California and Arizona, they don't stock Jay-Z's buds or joints on their online menus. Huh. Yeah. And they had, oh my gosh, this is Kamala level crazy, $575 million that they launched with. And now they're in trouble. They said that Jay-Z's monogram products are overpriced and underwhelming. Wow. And see, you never really get rid of the criminal element. They said California's legal weed sector has been stymied by complex rules, high taxes, competitions from black market traders, wildfires, sliding prices. A lot of people have been pushed into insolvency. But they said that it was mind-boggling the amount of money that was pushed for this. I could have told you immediately that probably not going to work. You're talking about luxury pot. People are broke. Everybody that is broke. And the people who are going to be doing this are probably not going to be like the Jay-Z rich level people. They're going to be people who think that smoking this makes them Jay-Z rich level. And now they can't afford it because everybody's broke because of the president Jay-Z endorsed and his administration. So I can't say that I feel sorry for him. I don't. I just think it's funny. Like, who thought that, you know what? We're in a time of it's a lockdown. Let's launch a luxury cannabis company and charge people $50 per joint. What else can you make luxury? Like artisanal weed. Are you going to do artisanal kefir, Kane? It's pretty artisanal. I don't know how much more artisanally you can make it.
It's pretty artisanal on its own. I don't know. Glass bottles preserved from, you know, Quaker. I have no idea what you could do with it.
During a time of inflation, I just don't think that luxury stuff, especially starting any kind of luxury line, is going to make it take off. Gen Z, here's the story. Gen Z is killing the Christmas party.
Huh? How?
People are sober curious. Band-Aid is banned. And everybody goes home early. Golly, this generation sucks. This is horrible. I don't want to party with these people.
Who ruined their lives.
Yeah, no, right? Who dookied in their Wheaties? Jiminy. They even know what those are. They said mistletoe is a firm no-no. Apparently mistletoe sales have plummeted. I didn't even know.
I've seen that.
So stupid. They said that going to bed early is in. Gifting olive oil instead of alcohol. Shut up. Hot chocolate. And then out, Band-Aid, mistletoe, and alcohol. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. Christmas parties, I don't care if somebody drinks or not. But if you're gifting if you're giving olive oil, man, you better be knowing you're cooking. Don't just grab some cheap old olive oil because it's just stupid. Can't just give me a serious look. That's a real thing.
No plastic bottles.
Yeah, you don't keep it on a plastic bottle either. I don't know. Isn't this the generation, or is it millennials that got upset over baby, it's cold outside?
I think it was millennials.
Golly, they ruin everything. These people ruin everything. Yeah, now they're like, oh, here we are hanging out and just, you know, no mistletoe. No, Band-Aid's part of it. You got to make fun of Band-Aid. That's the whole point of it. You play it and you make fun of the fact that all these celebrities got together and apparently Michael Jackson was weirded out. It's weird. It's funny. You make fun of it. Jiminy, just everybody stop being so serious.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
I read this story about how Hunter Biden, apparently, isn't that interesting? He celebrated the pardon, his dad's pardon of himself. He celebrated it by watching a movie of himself. Well, what? So this is New York Post. He celebrated this unprecedented pardon from Daddy Joe by watching a movie about himself. Okay, what? It was a private screening of a documentary. Remember the Sugar Brother, Kevin Morris? The guy who facilitated everything by buying his horrible paintings? So he was the guy who apparently financed this documentary about him. And I guess he was at watching a screener of that the day that the pardon came out. So, and he was very happy. Apparently a source said he's had a huge weight was lifted off that he's had to carry since his dad got elected. I mean, his dad wasn't the one making you do all the gross things that you were doing, but okay. I mean, can you imagine being his kids and seeing this stuff about your dad in the press? It's just heinous, heinous. So yeah, they said that, you know, people were attacking me and they were attacking me because of my father or because you were a deadbeat nepo. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, really what we're looking at, but whatever. So I don't know if it's ever going to be released. I don't know. So
In 2020, Biden was adamant that Hunter's laptop was misinformation, wasn't real. And then recently now has pardoned him for all the crimes listed in the laptop.
Yeah. So okay. The laptop isn't real, but he got a pardon for all the stuff
in the laptop
that he did in the laptop.
That's D different.
Yeah, it's D different. There you are. That does it for us, at least for that portion. Of course, we're going to watch everything with the Penny case and there's the Supreme Court as well. Any kind of cabinet changes, we'll have that covered tomorrow. Make sure you catch us at Substack, Chapter and Verse as well. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, looks like the medical treatment for transgenders conversation was happening with SCOTUS, and Sotomayor had a response to a question when it was asked, how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits? And I don't know about you, Dana. When I've taken aspirin, I don't have irreparable harm, yeah. But this is what her response was. Listen.
Cannot eliminate the risk of detransitioners. So it becomes a pure exercise of weighing benefits versus risk. And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk.
What?
Even taking aspirin.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
It's just like the transfer, just like lopping off your schlong.
Same thing, Dana.
Just like it. Yeah, it's just like it. That's, you know, you guys didn't know that. All right, that does it for us today. I hope you all have a great rest of your evening. Make sure you find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse, as well as Facebook, YouTube, like, and subscribe. I'll be back on tomorrow.
Lights are going up, snow is falling down. There's a feeling of goodwill around town. It could only mean one thing. McRib is here.
People throwing parties, ugly sweaters everywhere. Stockings hung up by the chimney with care. It could only mean one thing. McRib is here.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.